Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, how would you use the remote control from the famous motion picture Click?
We all remember Click.
It's famous.
Adam Sandler meets the devil in a store.
Yeah,
the devil says, he gets Bed Bath & Beyond. He goes to Beyond.
Yes.
It's a classic bit.
Yep.
And the devil says, Adam Sandler, here is a remote control.
Yeah.
It's a universal remote control. And then Adam Sandler takes it home and he discovers, oh my dirty God, it works on everything.
Sweet Mary Jesus Joseph. Fuck me. My God, this remote, yeah, it fucking works.
Sweet, merciful, mud-covered Christ. It works on every goddamn thing. And then Adam Sandler, obviously, he uses it in one way. But let's... Adam Sandler gets killed by a bus, and instead the three plumbing boys arrive at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Mm.
And we meet the devil, and he's like, well, okay. And he gives
Walken?
Us one each.
Is that
Christopher Walken? From Hairspray? And
yeah.
Who was the orangutan in the Jungle Book?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was that orangutan.
I'm the devil. And then we just steal the remotes and leave.
Yeah, so we got universal remote controls. I try to use it to play PlayStation.
Because my memory of Click might not be as good as the two boys in front of me here, but
so mine is crystal clear.
Does the remote work like if, say, I point it at a person or a thing?
Mm.
Does that thing... say, rewind, pause, or whatever?
Yes.
Or does everything rewind, pause, or whatever?
Within the
like,
most famous ever motion picture Click, it's unclear.
Yeah. Does it basically work kind of like the time gem in Avengers?
No, actually, I think it's individual people. Because he uses it on himself. That's why I'm getting confused. No, it's individual people. Because he changes the hue of someone, he pauses his wife, so... Yeah, it works on individual people. So, Dusha, if you tried to use yours to turn your PlayStation on, I like to imagine you being like, it's wrong. What? Fast forward, and your TV just degrades in front of your very eyes. Huh.
Fast forward my PlayStation, get new games. I'm gaming in the future, baby.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
enjoy your PlayStation 5. I've got a PlayStation 6 playing Jack and Daxter 4. Daxter's got a gun. And tits.
I reckon I just have fun rewinding everything. How much
making
like
babies? That's good.
I think Benjamin Button the world.
So one thing that happens in Click is that the remote learns, and you can't stop it from learning.
That's
so
true.
If you fast forward or rewind or pause something, the remote starts doing it. I know.
Yeah.
I know that for what you just said, this doesn't affect you, but just going forward.
Yes,
it's worthwhile remembering. Just okay. rewinding for ourselves.
Yes.
So does that mean, so Zamit, so you're Benjamin Buttoning people. Does that mean you're going up to strangers and making them babies?
What I'm doing is I'm just holding, I maybe get a bit of duct tape. And okay. I put that over like the rewind button. And then I just start willy-nilly just kind of moving the remote like a wand at anything in my vicinity. Yeah, I want to see what happens.
The Big Bang.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
How long until you rewound to the beginning of the universe?
Well, because this is the thing. It's if I'm rewinding at everything or if everything is all rewinding, there'll be a point where I, you know, blink out of existence, but no one else is there to touch the remote. So it's just going to keep going. And then we have a backwards world.
What's the range on the remote and click? Like if you embedded it in the earth... Does it do the earth or does it just do like the section of the ground you embedded the... It must do the earth because if you point it at a person, it changes the person. Yeah. So I'm going to assume by embedding it in the earth, you rewind the planet back to its... So you're... Have you killed yourself?
Well, I haven't been born, so I've not to know. I've unexisted myself, thank you very much.
Well, it's exciting that you get to experience, because this is always a struggle when you discuss Benjamin Button. When Benjamin Button becomes a old man baby, does he go back inside a pussy? Or does he?
Benjamin Button doesn't end with him going back inside a pussy.
What a horrible way to describe birth. Thank you, Jackson.
Come back.
You've wrecked
inside.
Multiple things.
It's not birth. It's opposite birth. Go back inside the pussy.
As opposed to going out the pussy. I get it.
Yeah. So what I'm saying
is that congratulations on your new out the pussy.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that if you rewound yourself,
does that mean enter my mum? Yes.
Yeah, you would go back into your.
My God.
That's crazy.
That's
not
bad.
How it would work. You rewind yourself, and then you became a baby. Then you would become a baby who is not like you know, like
would I become
days
like a
old.
Zygote?
Yeah, you just become eggs and sperm on the concrete. That would be the end of you. It'd be a single glob of semen and an egg on a remote on the sidewalk.
And then if that keeps being rewound, where does that go?
Well, it doesn't keep being rewound. You're dead.
Yeah, but he's duct taped it down.
But I duct taped it. So where does it go?
It just keeps...
Am I rewinding my parents?
No,
what's happening?
No.
Is it just a lot of cummies and aggies?
Yeah.
Is that what's happening?
Presumably, if you just like, there would just be a point where so the cells would just slowly go backwards. If you want to go down that path of they just
I
rewind.
Don't.
Okay, so if you were to point, if you're saying that a person is made out of. If a person's made out of sperm and an egg, which famously they are, equally famous to the 2006 fantasy comedy film click, people are made of sperm and eggs.
Yes.
So if you rewound a person to the point where they're a sperm and egg, then presumably the sperm and egg would both also just slowly or quickly deteriorate into just cells where you wouldn't see them.
No, but the thing is, when Mr. Click himself...
You want to go back in your mum, I know.
No.
You won't be satisfied until we say, yes, Joel Zammert, that's exactly what'll happen. You shoot backwards into a penis and a vagina.
Because I'm trying to remember the film classic Click, and it's not just fast-forwarding a person, it fast-forwards through time. So I'm not just rewinding the world, it affects the world. So I'm making everyone experience unbirth.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think what is happening, I believe in the film rewinding isn't a thing.
It's on the remote. I've got the remote
picture
here. Play, golf, mute, mother-in-law, pause, kids growing up, delete, parking tickets.
Well,
fast
I'm
forward,
argue
working
that,
out.
That isn't
rewind
actually how
to
the remote,
prom night.
That isn't
fucked
actually,
up.
Rewind to prom night. Oh, yeah, actually, no, that's
Adam
right.
Sandler.
No. So the remote in the film, I believe, manipulates his mind more than the reality. So, like, when he pauses stuff, when he rewinds stuff, it's more that he just lives the memory rather than...
Okay. Because now he fast forwards moments and he has no
recollection. He goes into autopilot. His body is just acting. So the event is still playing out like he would choose to. Because it's created by the devil.
Holy shit. Do we have $11,000 on hand? Because we could buy a replica remote from the movie Click. Holy shit, guys.
A replica for $11,000, not even the one that
not
was
even
used
the one
on screen.
That Adam Sandler himself touched. I refuse. It was made by the same production company, but it's not from the film.
As fun as it would be to ruin everyone's day and make them experience themselves like doing everything in reverse, I feel what will happen if I actually did get this remote, what I would do for potential like, I would just maybe jerk off, rewind, and repeat.
That's a really sad answer. That's maybe the saddest answer.
And then, like, but so if the remote learns, I'm just having a perpetual orgasm.
Oh, no. What happened to Zamet? Oh, he continually comes and then sucks the cum back up his wiener and then does it again.
Like a vacuum cleaner.
And he's out. He won't talk to us. He's in the strangest kind of coma anyone's ever been in. We may have to kill him.
So, one thing that's going to happen is that. Yeah. Our life continues. So you
does
live
it?
In. Yes.
I don't know if it does.
It does. Because that's like the autopilot thing. Why he can't remember. He can't remember stuff, but stuff still happens. Which means that you're rewinding moments. You're stuck in a time loop. But you're to us. So you're stuck in one moment of time where you, in our realities, you would then stop coming and be doing something else. But for you.
Yeah.
You don't exist anymore, basically.
Okay. So, but what about, say, for example, I'm like, all right, so me and my partner, we're going to have a wonderful romp. And so we're just going to, like, start banging from, like, you know, sun up to sundown, rewind, and then we
that
just
rules.
Keep going over and over and over again.
Well, yeah, because you're rewinding. So that day
doesn't... So what happens to both of us?
Well, that day... Well, I think that the way that the remote works, it would only affect you. You would basically create a second version of your wife.
Whoa.
This is not just a remote.
What? Whoa. It's not just a remote. Whoa. Are you kidding me, Joel Zammit? What? You had it replaced?
So what about instead of just me and my partner, what if we're like, let's have a repeatable orgy? Same thing?
I just
clone a bunch of folk?
I don't know
but
if
they're stuck in the orgy.
Work.
You have two timelines. Mm. Well, one's not really a timeline. It's like a horrible loop. It's like a boil on the timeline.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. If I'm Doc Brown and I'm like, this is our timeline. And then I'm like, and this horrible infected boil, that's your time orgy. Popping off the timeline like a pustule.
So
never ending. Infinite.
Yeah, I don't believe that it works in this. Like, aging and stuff like that still happens like normal, which means that if you're rewinding, you're not aging.
So I'm not aging.
No.
So we'd be forever young in this orgy.
Yes. But for me, say me and Jackson rudely uninvited to your orgy because you don't want to see us.
Why would I uninvite? Whoa.
I mean,
who's saying I'm not inviting my good boys to this orgy?
Well, okay.
Coming in lubed up, ready to go. See?
Lubed both sides, baby.
Head to toe, wearing nothing but socks. Look out, wet,
sliding
lubed
in.
Up socks.
Like Risky Business, but wrong. Lubed up penis flapping in the breeze as you slide into the room.
Like Risky Business, but I slide into a cupboard in the hallway full of plates and really injure myself and you have to call the police.
So, what would happen?
He's hit himself that bad.
So, basically, what would happen is, like, let's just say hypothetically, me and Jackson are invited to your secret, eyes wide shut, repeat orgy time boil. But
I was thinking more of like that Westworld gold orgy.
Okay, Yeah, whatever orgy you're planning.
Orgy, largely unimportant. But yeah.
So, let's roll with that. You want to have a gold orgy? Me and Jackson, like, have fun. If you're having an eyes wide shut orgy, would be there. But a gold orgy from Westfield. I don't understand that
Westfield
reference.
The shopping center.
I'm having a Westfield orgy. I'm back on board.
Welcome
That's
to
dirty.
Westfield. All of your dreams can come true here. You could go to a Cotton On.
H&M.
Hamburger. We got a Wendy's.
There's a cinema here and an orgy.
These violent delights have violent ends at Westfield.
So... hypothetically, say me and Jackson aren't interested in your gold orgy. We're like, you know what? You have fun. So you rewind back to the start of the same day. So you create this time boil where you're not aging. I mean, you're remembering the events. You're just fucking forever. But me and Jackson, the orgy ends in our timeline. So you're...
So I've created a clone of me?
but a clone
and
that only exists.
Not enjoying the orgy.
No, Zamet wouldn't exist. He wouldn't exist. Because the orgy, that's why it's a time poil. It's off
no,
the main timeline, looping
Click,
forever.
In Click, Adam Sandler exists even in the parts he fast forwards.
Yeah, but Zamet's not fast forwarding.
I'm
he's
not fast
rewinding.
I'm rewinding.
It's but the rewinding that makes it the boil, my friend.
Yeah.
Our timeline carries on, but his timeline boils backwards to create an infected pustule at the time.
So either I have made the end of the world or the end of the known universe where everyone is experiencing the orgy day. They may or may not be experiencing the orgy, but I'm experiencing the orgy day. Everyone is doing their normal day and it's going back to the start every single day. Yeah. Or I have winked myself and all the orgy participants out of time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, and definitely not the first one.
And time will continue, but I no longer exist.
Yeah, Zamet's gone. Because he's in the boil. He's in the time boil.
But Jackson, you remember the 2006 film Click better than Zamet
does. Of course.
But rewinding, I feel, will still doesn't affect our timeline. So I'm not sure if there is another Zamet, if he does clone himself, but that clone only exists for the period of time that Zamet is rewinding. And then the moment that Zamet stops rewinding,
never will.
No, but also if you did, your day continues like normal. Rewinding's not an issue. Fast forwarding's bad, but rewinding. Yeah.
Rewinding's
the moment
you press
fine.
Play, he just loops forever.
I like devil being like, "This'll fuck him a bit." All right, he's
any day now. Christopher Walken's
the remote
to
learned
like,
to we gotta, keep that.
We gotta lance the boil on the timeline, and then we come in there and just kill the orgy.
Well. Presumably, yeah, I guess you're just out of time then, like as in you just don't exist anymore. Like, where'd Zamet go? I don't know.
Like he had that orgy. I think he's still having that orgy somewhere.
Wistfully
out the window.
The moment that you rewind is the moment that you stop existing.
Yeah. Because he disappears from our timeline.
Yeah.
Because like I rewind and
so really,
Mr. Click himself, he rewinds and then he, you know, continues with his life. But I'm like, no! Back to the start, and I'm always going to do that. And so, like the moment I rewind, I was always going to rewind. So there, I'm just never going to be part of the future timeline.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, moving forward,
if we all have remotes, there may be ways to clone each other. And I'm trying to figure out how it's possible because if me and Jackson rock up to the orgy. Oh, no, we can't rock up on day two because if we go to the room on day two, there's no one in the room.
No one's there. It's only happening on day one.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it could be a multiple day orgy.
No.
But it doesn't. But the time bubble
the time
is still
bubble. That one.
The moment you press rewind, you leave that room for us.
Yes.
Yeah. Hmm. I'm sure there's a way to clone each other. It's gotta be. If we fast, if I pause you.
Yeah. Can I use that? The remote whilst I'm being in, like, say we're doing this for about 10 years now. I've been experiencing this one day over and over for 10 years. Can I use the remote whilst being, so say I rewind, can I also then keep, you know what I mean? So it's 24 hours. I say at the end of hour 24, I rewind to start. But I'm like, man, that was a great hour there. Let's rewind back to the start.
I'm sure you could.
Well, so here's the thing with the click thing that becomes an issue. So I think that your orgy idea won't work because you can only rewind one person at a time. And the moment you rewind them, they don't exist in your time. So you wouldn't be able to rewind a whole room. And also the remote learns. So, but it learns in a bad way. So like say you're having a 24-hour orgy, then you try and rewind for an hour. It won't rewind for an hour. It rewinds for 24 again.
Well,
that's how the fast forward
happens. That's how it works. So it's always going to be it rewinds me to the day before the orgy. The boring bits where I'm planning.
Oh no. You're planning for an orgy you can never have.
Oh, this is hell. Devil won! That son of a bitch! He got me!
He got me! Oh, always planning for an orgy that never eventuates.
I'm just
tragic.
Like, oh my god, this is going to be so good. You're experiencing the orgy, you're rewinding every single day, and it's the remote like, I like to rewind 2 days. You're like, tomorrow's the orgy, oh no! And then it keeps learning, and then it's like, 3 days, a week. And because, like, look, we said, you know, you're planning for an orgy, but you're never planning a day before.
No.
You're planning at least a week before. So it gets to that point where you're, and then, oh no, because it's going to be like the day before the excitement of having an orgy the next day, that goes. And then it's like the week before where you're planning, you're like, okay, so I'm going to be spending all this time planning for an orgy that never happens. And then like it rewinds even further. So like the idea of an orgy And so you're having that for a while, and that never happened.
And then, so before you know it, devil. You're going back into your mom's pussy.
Yeah. Finally, you're back, dude. Right in your mom's pussy, unborn.
Just like what the devil always wanted.
Wow.
So,
that's grim.
That's grim. So,
one thing that we don't explore too much in the film is like what would happen if you kept pausing one person?
Yeah. Would it freeze? Is that what you're going to do, JD?
No, I haven't
pause
decided
the world?
Yet. Well, my PlayStation 6 idea is the best I had so far.
That's
no,
good.
See,
yeah.
So fast forwarding through the like the boring bits of life means that it robs Adam Sandler of like so basically Adam Sandler learned that like you don't make connections and stuff like that through exciting things.
Yeah.
Like all of the small talk and stuff like that is how love is built, and like he misses out on saying goodbye to his dad before he dies because he's fast forwarding through all the small bits. Not me. Whatever. Just exciting bits nonstop. I use it exactly the same as Adam Sandler, except I'm not sad.
Fast forward to the end. Speed run life, baby.
Yeah.
High score. Hit rewind right at the end. I'm an old man traveling through time now.
Here's what I imagine you do. You're just trying to keep only the exciting bits. And so that's you stop experiencing the not exciting bits, and then all of a sudden it stops because you had a heart attack because it got too exciting. You're like, why can't I fast forward anymore? Oh, I die on a roller coaster. That's your final memory or your final bit of life will be coming to on a roller coaster that's like one of those Roller Coaster Tycoon ones that has no end, you know, doesn't loop back, and you just careen off. Yeah!
Like Thelma and Louise, except the roller coaster shoots me off a cliff rather than a car.
And then you just like, you put it in pause, then a bit of slow-mo as well to really experience the exciting moment of your life.
True. As you're careening off on the roller coaster, you're like, but I want to savor this. So you're trapped for the rest of your life, slow-moing, rewinding, slow-moing. Just your last moments as you crash into a canyon in a roller coaster.
The best one is the remote would learn, so what would end up happening is that I just get stuck in a loop of dying. Like the moment of death, I'm not even on the roller coaster anymore.
You just like crash into
constantly
the canyon.
Constantly feeling the pain of death.
A bit of rebar through your head. Oh! Then it rewinds in the rebar out your head. Oh, no.
Oh, feeling that like cold metal slide in and out of your skull.
Forever.
Oh, no.
I shouldn't have skipped the excite and the boring bit.
Holy shit.
Why does this remote think being impaled by rebar is exciting?
What?
It's pretty exciting. It's not boring.
It's never happened to anyone I know. It's pretty exciting. It's a unique experience.
It is a unique experience. That's a fair assumption. All right, go on your remote.
It's
Thank
funny,
you.
Though. It's because, like, it's just that last little bit. Your life becomes reduced so much to the last minute where you're crashing into the canyon. Your sweetest moments would be before, just the second before you hit the canyon. Your worst moments would be when you hit the canyon.
Well, it would also be good because I would, at no point in this would mean that, like, I would experience what not the, like, you know, like when you're like dropped from something, your stomach kind of feels like it's going up. I would just be constantly experiencing that. I would never experience solid ground, the stability ever again.
True. It's also great. It's great to imagine you, like, I don't know, maybe there's like the X Games are coming up and you're like going to participate. So you're like, great, I'm going to fast forward to the X Games. You experience the X Games. And then another exciting thing's happening. You fast forward to that. But then like your life gets out of control and you can see but can't stop as it gets more and more exciting. You're like, what's this? And the guy's like, this is cocaine we give to horses. And you're like, oh no. Oh no. You're like, I'm in trouble.
Every single time something dangerous or exciting appears, I just know that I'm about to do it and can't control saying no.
We can graft eagle wings onto your back. I don't want that. No! And you're like flying through the sky with horrible eagle wings. Help me!
A thunderstorm starts and I'm like, I should probably fly home. And lightning strikes. I'm like, oh no!
Dude, sure, it'd be funny if you married a bear. Don't say that! Shut up!
I now pronounce you husband and bear.
No!
Your life gets so out of hand, dude, so quickly.
Yeah, I feel as opposed to you just reliving the last moment of rebar entering your skull. I think it is going to be this.
That is
moment
how my life is going to end.
That's like, the end. Well, yeah, of course, absolutely.
But I feel it is going to be that kind of one-upmanship of yourself, and you are going to be put into situations over and over and over again to be like, hey, try this horse cocaine, rub it in your gums, it's good.
Exactly.
And you're already there rubbing and being like, oh, shit.
Because the remote's going to be like, we're going to get the most exciting point. So you're going to be a zombie up until that point. You're going to be a zombie up until you're doing sword swallowing with a swordfish. And then you're gone onto the next horrible moment of your life.
Well, yeah, because of the problem with Mr. Click himself, he's like, he fast forwards those kind of boring bits or whatever to get the bits he wants to. And he realizes his life is kind of boring and dull because he never goes and does these wonderful things that are exciting. Mm. Whereas you, JD, I feel just your personality alone is you are going and going and trying to find these thrill seeking moments.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, it's just going to be this perpetual kind of like, you might have, your heart will explode.
Mm. Yeah, your heart absolutely. Explode.
You're going to come to it.
And the doctor's going to be like, well, we've replaced all your blood with lizard blood. Like, damn it. And then cut. And you're off into the future yet again. No. When you're on the roller coaster, you'll be like, finally. But then obviously you'll have to relive those lost moments forever and ever and ever.
Yeah, it's just like you realize that your blood was being pumped too fast through your body. So we've replaced it with a horse heart so that you can go even faster.
I like
the
idea of
pumping lizard blood, look out.
Just the idea that like someone's like, hey, we've got an opening on a television series, and then it just fast forwards and I'm like, hi, I'm Joel Dush and welcome to Jackass, and today I'm gonna get kicked in the head by three horses. Oh wait, no.
It's great as well if it's like the realization comes through the, hi, I'm Joel Dusher and welcome to Jackass. I'm gonna get kicked in the head by three horses. Boof, boof, boof. Me and Damon are like, Dusha went dangerously off the rails really quickly. It was like, a real shock. When he told us he'd done horse cocaine, I was like, that's a bit much, but wow.
But did you know he got all his blood replaced with lizard? All his blood.
That's so many lizards for his blood. Lizards are small.
I know. I thought he was joking when he said he was going to graft eagle wings to his back, but
no,
we saw him soaring.
He's a monster now. He's a real monster. You hear he's building that roller coaster up by the Grand Canyon to die with, I think?
Yeah. There's no end. There's just no end.
What's great about that is
straight into the canyon.
It's great as well because, like, whilst you're not with us, you're such a zombie, and we're like, are you sure you should build a roller coaster to a canyon? And you're like, meh.
Because you just basically enter a fugue state,
it's autopilot, it's not quite like a fugue state. Like, for me, I don't experience it, but everyone else in my life, I'm just on autopilot, so I'm just like, I wish to build this roller coaster.
But I think Adam Sandler just does a lot of grunting. Dusha, are you sure it's clever to replace all your blood with lizard blood? Okay.
Hey, wake up, Joel Dusha. Right? All your blood is lizard blood. What?
And
look, if that doesn't work, my other method is to pause myself and see what happens. Because pause yourself, you can't press play, you're paused.
Yeah, that's true. You are frozen forever.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Also, do you know we do far too many things? Like, we've gone and adapted one of our campaigns for our sister show, D&D is for Nerds, into a novel. So if you're sick of listening to us and want to instead enjoy your own voice narrating an adventure, just head to sanspantsradio.com and grab your copy of The Audacus today. Print run is limited, but it is available as an ebook, or grab them both in a bundle. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com.
Well, I was thinking, what if I put myself... I wanted to do the opposite of what you did. In an effort to seek enlightenment, I want to slow-mo all the boring parts of my life. Waiting in line? That's going to take literally years off my life as I wait in line. Does that mean that... Well, I guess it would have to be... Or do I, but very... Well, that's pretty cool.
Like your memory... I guess...
My brain does.
What you're wanting to do... You kind of have time to think.
Yeah, that's what I've given
myself.
You're
a very, like, contemplative man.
Here's the problem, Sam, is that if I'm like, right, I'm waiting in line at the bank. This is going to take about a minute. Let's make it take about a year. And then I'm like, time to really settle in. Let's look inside and find out who is Jackson. In my head is just me again being like, oh, hey, yeah, there's nothing, dude. Oh, shit, I'm here for a year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's no... What introspection am I going to get, you know?
No. You've also... Because if you're doing that, the remote's learning, so...
Every time you're bored.
Everything. Mm-hmm. And it's going to start off with slow-moing just when you're bored. But it might just slow-mo everything. Mm-hmm. So, like, you might be watching a film, and it's going to take you, I don't know, 6 years to watch an episode of Signy. And I don't know if that's going to be something you want.
Also, it only slow-mos me.
Yes.
So, does it? I thought it slow-mos the whole world.
No, because when he fast-forwards himself, he's really quick in bed and doesn't sexually satisfy his partner because he's going at like a million miles an hour. So that means that...
What must that have looked like from the outside?
Wrong.
From Mrs. Click herself being like, oh no, my husband has been possessed.
I'm getting fucked by the devil today, I suppose. Yeah. But does that mean if I slow-mode myself, I come to in a year and the bank has been demolished or whatever? The world has changed around me. Am I time traveling into the future very slowly? Is that what I've done to myself here? In an effort to seek enlightenment? Dushra has a look on his face like he's reading the Click tomes to learn.
Yeah, I was trying to, and it's not... Because I forgot that he speeds himself up and wife is like, I was unsatisfied. But is that just because he's entering a fugue state?
No, because he behaves very quick. And also, when he pauses his wife and his sister, they and her sister, or the annoying neighbor or whatever, he can continue to move. They are just frozen.
Yeah, so but that, are they frozen to people that aren't him?
I think so, because I think there's people outside that don't move, and he does it to his boss at one point, and I think there are people moving around outside. He farts in his boss's face.
Yeah, and then he's
anyway.
He gets angry, the boss gets angry, played by David Hasselhoff, and thinks someone shit in his sandwich, but really Adam Sandler just let rip, Mr. Click, John Click, just let rip the biggest fart of all time.
Yeah,
as is a staple to David 2006 comedy films.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, ripping arse. That's what the audiences wanted.
Were we wrong back then? No. So I think I've slow-moed just myself for all the boring moments of my life, which is annoying because that's a lot of waiting in lines and then coming to and not being able to take care of whatever I was waiting in line for.
But then what do the people witness you when you're waiting
They
in
witness
line?
A maniac pull out a remote and aim it at his head. And to start moving at a snail's pace.
Never surely, being like,
okay.
If it takes you a year to move through a line,
you've
become a sensation. Like, people are filming you. Like, there is no way this doesn't become a story. Like, this would affect the world. There's this maniac is now, he's not dying. He's not responding to outside stimulus. His heartbeat. It's so slow. By all our kind of measurements and metrics, he's dead. But he's not. He's just going so slow.
Imagine I come to after a year in a grave.
Yeah, but how? But like you would be experiencing that slow motion. Like you could still react. So if you went
true.
To put, right? So if you're like waiting in line, everyone's like, oh no, this man died standing up.
Yeah.
And then they begin to carry you. You would be like, no, and like move your hand to stop them. And they're like, okay, no, something has gone wrong here.
Yeah. I think I just wake up in a lab. I think a year goes by and I've been experimented on. And they come me up and they're like, oh, he's just a regular, slightly out of shape guy. So, we'll never know.
Sure, that take the remote off you would be the first thing.
Yeah, well, that's
then you'd
true.
Snap back into reality and going at a regular speed. But now scientists have the remote. And now and scientists have now discovered Satan.
So what happens in the film, and this affects all of our, so I've just consulted the tomes again, and this time I remembered the ending.
Someone needs to.
John Click
dies,
and then when he dies, is taken back to the moment where he gets the remote, and he gets to make choices again. So it's like a weird dream sort of, where he learns a lesson. So presumably all of us have that moment, which is Jackson gets cut in half by science because he's moving in slow motion. Me, as the roller coaster impales my brain. And you as you become... you as you become... semen
more
and
more orgasm
egg.
Than man, yes. my 1 billionth cum is... So I'm guessing we all reach enlightenment at a very different way and I guess time. Yeah. Jackson, by experiencing a billion years in the space of 10 minutes while he waits in line.
I can't wait to ask the bank how much money I have because I dropped my phone and a dog took it.
Me, as I come my 1 billionth orgasm, reaching that point where I just become a pure feeling. Mm-hmm. And I guess JD, as the billionth rebar,
the moment that rebar's entering my brain, the moment rebar's entering my brain stops being excitement.
So I and then we all just wink back out of the moment there. There's Devil Click himself being like, hey, do you want this remote? And we're like,
yeah,
that was great. Come on, give us again.
I just fucked it up the first time, dude.
We have the memory.
Mine was perfect, yes.
So we have the memory. So out of all three of us, that's probably a good way of telling how well this went.
Yeah.
So out of everything we experienced, who is now going to live a better life having the memories and the experience of doing that, but time hasn't passed?
I'm going to be like, I really need to get an education because I was with just myself for a whole billion years and it sucked. I am dumb, guys. Wow. And no good to talk to. After I'd listed every kind of bird I'd ever seen, we just sat there for millennia. Robin, blue jay, and I think that's it. Well, that's heaps of birds. Yeah.
Two.
Yeah, it's quite a bit of birds. Yeah. Looks like we've still got a couple more billion years here. Yeah, wish I could have remembered more birds for this.
Mm. I'll list all the mice I know. Mickey what's the that? Rat. Bugs Bunny the rat.
Porky Pig the rat. It's cool how all the Looney Tunes were rats, huh? No!
Oh, wait, fuck, I said mice.
I meant rats. I meant Looney Tunes. No, I meant rats. You're an idiot.
I need an education.
That Tasmanian rat.
Tweety rat, Sylvester the rat, Sylvester Stallone the rat, Grandma rat.
Can't have a grandma rat without a granddad rat. That's just maths.
Okay. What's that rat? Rooster rat? Yeah. Rooster
you're not even listing Looney Tunes anymore.
You're just dog making, rat.
You make up a rat family. Baby rat. Little boy rat, little girl rat, house rat, car rat. You're just listing things a family has and putting rat after them.
Garage
Let me
rat.
Out of here. Sky rat, ground rat. Car
water
rats,
rat, water rats, water
that's
rats,
one. Water rats. The show. I'll save that for when I'm listing shows I remember. I wish I was dead.
Monday
car rats
rat,
got wheel rats. on the road rat, rat road. Sorry.
Like rat is there race, a distinction? Like working rats. Working class rats.
All the jobs.
First
of
class rats.
Rich rats. Poor rats. Rats with a little bit of money. Rats is a lot of money, but not rich rats. What is happening? Are they still the Looney Tunes? You can't. I'm moving in such slow motion, but a tear is rolling down my face. Wow, he looks like he's in a lot of pain. My face just slowly contorting, like getting angrier and angrier. He seems really upset by something.
TV rat, radio rat,
remote rat to turn on the TV rat.
Oh, I have a remote once. Mine wasn't a rat, though.
Didn't we have a remote? Yes! That's why I'm here. What? What do you
devil
mean?
Devil rat? God rat? God rat? Angel rat?
Did I say Bugs Bunny rat? Yes! At the start! Okay,
Marvin
well, him
the
too.
Martian rat.
Why are we back on Foghorn Looney Tunes?
Leghorn rat.
Rat horn leg rat.
Also, you've obviously got just rats.
Yeah. Rattus. You remember Rattus?
Rattus the rat.
Yeah.
You got just rats and also just rat. You've got two rats.
Yeah.
Three rats.
Three rats.
Four rats.
Five rats could have.
Seven rats.
Yeah. Are you just going to go through the numbers? Well, yeah.
Nine
there
rats.
Are all kinds of rats, so. They're not kinds of rats, there are amounts of rats. I need to go. This is also my Inside Out. There's just a big panel that has one big word that says rat on it. When they hit it, a little rat memory comes down in the ball, and then they're like, yeah, I remember when we saw that rat, and that's it. I've one emotion
it's one of them core memories. Rat.
World of rats. That's it. World of rats and world of fucking. They're the two worlds coming off my Inside Out. But yeah, so we've all... Maybe I don't
we've
want the remote.
We've definitely reached enlightenment some way or the other.
He's like, Jackson, would you like a remote? And I smash it with my hand. I'm going to a university right now. I'm so scared. I know the difference between rats. Who is that guy?
So yeah, you experienced that. I'm like, yeah, no, that was great. Can I have another go?
Yeah. You want back
and I've
here.
Probably just lost all excitement in life because I can't reach those heights ever.
You crave rebar in your brain.
Yeah. You've become, JD, a bit of a more of a boring man now. Like you might learn the lesson of like not every day needs to be a 10 out of 10 experience.
Yeah.
Sometimes having a 5 out of 10 day is great, and you might savor the 1 out of 10 days.
Exactly.
You might be like, I want boring. Mm. I want a cup of tea, a bicky, and a nice thick book. That is my life from now on.
I get addicted to Quaaludes.
Yeah, you just slow the fuck down.
Jackson's
whereas
like,
Jack needs to speed up his education, and I have to, well, I guess
you're,
keep
you
coming.
Nailed it,
so
you're
I'm
fine.
Great.
The only problem you got is time cops who have to come and lance the boil you made on the space-time continuum.
Exactly. And the time cops have that added risk of joining the orgy.
Yeah, absolutely. They're like, we've lost
gonna be
so
like,
many...
Oh, the sexy cops are here. Everybody, get on them.
So many good cops lost to that time pustule.
Yeah.
It's really gross to imagine them lancing it and just a lot of jizz coming out. And they're like, this was a gross job. This was a gross job for us, the time cops.
So, we did good. And
yeah,
on that
I
note,
think so.
I reckon we nailed it. I think we did much better than Mr. Click.
I'm satisfied.
He died. I died too, but I didn't die in a sad way. I died in a, I got impaled through the head way, and that's cool.
Yeah, that is
Jackson
cool.
got dissected for science. That movie would be different if that happened.
Yeah, it would. A lot of it, a lot of the running time would be dedicated to me listing rats to myself in my brain.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've also been Joel.
And I've been Jackson.
How many rats can you name?
Yeah, let us know.
Warner Brothers rats. Dog rats. Time Warner rats. AOL rats.
Insurance rat. And then rat insurance, of course.
Ceiling rats. Wall rats.
Hand rats, feet rats, and body
finger
rats.
Finger rats.
And then a rat's hands.
Card rats.
Rat's
Mac
feet.
Rat. PC rat. Roadcaster rat.
Dusha rat.
Rat.
Zamet rat. Jackson
cable
rat. Zoom rat.
Uh, Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows on the SansPants Radio Network, just head to SansPantsRadio.com and consider joining the SansPants Plus community. There's over 20 bonus shows, a SansPants Plus Discord, exclusive video content, and discounts on merch. Just head to SansPantsRadio.com and follow the links.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.